came across a really interesting account the other day in a book I was reading. The author, who is a former Bishop of Coventry, recounts how a German friend of his had spent time during World War II as a prisoner of war in England. And his friend had argued against Hitler with his fellow prisoners, and they had fiercely rejected him because of it. One night, feeling utterly alone, he went for a walk out around the camp. And as he neared the perimeter fence, he suddenly saw a figure on the other side of the wire move. He heard the chink of metal, and he saw some object pointed towards him. He feared it was a weapon, but until a kindly English voice said, "Have a drop of this, mate." He reached out his hand, and it was a hot billy can filled with tea. And he told his friend, "I never drank anything that tasted so sweet." For him, the action of this British sentry brought the assurance that there was still love in the world. He was drawn back into the family of humankind. And the author of the account I was reading wrote that to him, this is what the sacrament of Holy Communion often meant to him, and surely to many others. Communion can give us a physical assurance of God's love for us. Sharing a meal together brings us together in a special way. It helps us build up and enjoy our relationships. As we heard in the reading from Acts this morning, communion has had a central place in Christian worship from the very beginning. It was instituted by Jesus and carried on by the disciples as an act of remembrance. They met together in one another's homes and broke bread together. And the fact that the Last Supper took place at Passover is particularly significant. The Passover meal was a glorious celebration of what God did in time of Moses, hundreds of years earlier, rescuing his people from a life of forced labor as slaves in Egypt. Afterwards, the Passover became a time to look back and remember with gratitude what God did in the past to rescue his people. And the communion meal that we share has a very similar purpose, though the events it celebrates are even more significant. Passover is a celebration of what God did through Moses to rescue his people from slavery in Egypt, a physical slavery. But communion is a celebration of what God has done in Christ to rescue us, to rescue all humanity from the slavery of sin and death. Communion is celebration, but it's also a remembrance. Jesus told his disciples, "Do this in remembrance of me." As we meet together and we break bread, we remember Jesus, who broke bread and fed crowds of thousands and gathered up baskets full of leftovers afterwards. We remember Jesus, who called himself the bread of life, the bread come down from heaven, and called us to him. We remember that Jesus was there at the breaking of the first day of creation and every morning since then. We remember two people walking on the road to Emmaus, people whose plans had been shattered and their hearts broken, feeling sad and confused. But Jesus came and walked beside them, and in the breaking of the bread, they recognized him. Like them, there are times when life can be difficult, or dull and unattractive, or stale. But Christ comes and walks with us. And just as bread rises, so our spirits rise, and we can join with them in proclaiming, "We have seen the Lord." Likewise, in communion, we take the cup. We remember Jesus, who poured his life out for us. The cup is full of blood red wine, made from the crushing and bruising of the grapes. Then they're left to ferment for the Spirit to work in it. And we remember Jesus, his body crushed and bruised and left for 3 days while the Spirit was at work, raising him to new life. We remember Jesus in the drinking of the wine. As it fills us, we are filled with his Spirit, filled with courage and joy. As we eat the bread, and drink the wine, we remember the new covenant of which Jesus spoke. Through Christ, our sins are forgiven. And as he has forgiven us, we are to forgive others. We remember the love of Christ shown by his giving his life for us. And as he has loved us, we are called to love others, even our enemies. As we share in communion, we remember that though we are many, we are one in Christ. Communion is a meal we share together. It isn't a solitary encounter with God. We don't hold services on our own. We participate in a meal together. When we share in communion, when we break bread with one another, we express the communion of our faith in community. And not just with those here, but with Christians all around the world. And not just today, but we stand in solidarity with Christians throughout the ages for the past 2,000 years. Communion is about living in community with one another. Jesus told a parable about a man who gave a great banquet, and he invited many people. But when it was time to come, they all made excuses. So he sent his servant out, telling him, "Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in the poor and the crippled and blind and lame." The servant did as he was commanded, and then he returned to his master, saying, "Still, there is room." As we share communion today with one another, still, there is room. Jesus' last words to his disciples were, "Go and make disciples." We are to go out into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in others to share in community and communion with us and with God. Those celebrating the Passover meal in Jesus' time, they looked back, remembering God's acts of rescuing his people in the past. Above all, it was an act of remembrance, but it also came to have a future dimension. Under the rule of the Roman Empire, God's people looked forward to the time of the coming Messiah, who would restore to them the freedom that they had previously had. And ever since Jesus ascended to heaven, his disciples have been looking forward to his return. Jesus himself said that he would not drink again of the fruit of the vine until he shared it with us in his kingdom. He instructed us to celebrate communion in remembrance of him, yet also to look forward to the coming of the kingdom of God in its fullness. We look back and we remember God's love, and we look forward in hope. And while we wait, we live in communion and community with others, and we share the good news. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again, for still there is room. Let us pray. Lord, you invite us to be guests at your table. You welcome us into your presence. You feed us with your body and refresh us with your blood. You give to us of your own self. Help us to give ourselves to you in joy and thanksgiving, in love and dedication. As you freely give to us, may we freely give to you and to those around us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.